This is CliffCentral.com. Gentlemen by choice on CliffCentral.com.
And hello, how are you doing, Simpia? What's up?
Hey, what up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm 100%. Where's the third guy? This is awkward.
Where is that guy? That's the question. You know, I always thought about where he got that nickname, that guy. Now I truly understand, because he is always that guy. We need to question that fact. Where is that guy?
So if you guys didn't know, you're officially locked in to Gentlemen by Choice on CliffCentral.com. Thank you very much for listening in. It's about a week before payday, so we know that some people are struggling on these streets.
Payday, yeah, no, this is very interesting, actually. Payday, something that's not going to be around in my life for a while. Eh?
But then what I want to emphasize is that it's a week before payday, mm-hmm. and it's a week after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, Lesego, how was, Valentine's Day, man?
It was epic.
Like, let's talk about this after the Pandora exclusive and good times on the gifts and the gift finder app and all of that. How was everything on Sunday?
I think this Valentine's Day is the first Valentine's Day in a very long time, right?
Yeah.
Where I had excess money in my account. And it just stayed there. I think girls don't quite understand. Do you know how good it feels to go out and eat and only pay
for yourself?
For yourself.
All I can say is, bro, it was such a liberating day. I just felt kind of free. My bank account was liberated as well, so I can understand where you're coming from, because it was a very quiet day, and I chose that it must be quiet. I'm not trying to make anybody feel special except myself, you know? Just for once in my life, I just wanted to be a little bit selfish, Nyana, you know?
And we deserve it. I think we work hard.
Yeah, but what I want to talk about is something that's really important, bruh, and that's Sona. Sona debate. That was something that was crazy, bruh. That was on other levels. Not even the Sona debate. Let's talk about Sona 2016 first, because it's exactly a week after Sona 2016.
Yeah. I think the best thing about Sona was the debate.
Yeah. I understand you think the debate, but I just enjoyed the comedy at the beginning of everything last week Thursday. EFF with Zupta Masfall. That thing is quite catchy, bruh. Like, that thing was very catchy on Thursday, and I watched the debate on Monday, and no, was it Tuesday and yesterday?
Yeah.
It was very interesting. People are very well spoken, eh?
People are very well spoken, and some people are just drop dead gorgeous.
Yo. Okay, no, wait. I want to hear him say it. Like, as much as he's saying people are drop dead gorgeous, tell us who is drop dead gorgeous. Because I'm thinking of a person, and I want to hear what you have to say about this person.
So,
thinking about the same person?
We're thinking about the exact same person. I can tell you why they dropped it gorgeous, because I didn't have time to watch the Sona debate yesterday, right? I watched it the day before. Yesterday I didn't, but I went into Twitter and I actually looked at the trends.
Yeah.
And one of the trends was it was an Indian name that I couldn't pronounce, and when I clicked in, what I saw was just flames.
What?
It was just flames.
Wait, show me this picture.
One of the ministers. So I'm going into Twitter now, right? I'm trying to find this picture from one of the ministers that spoke yesterday, and long story short, guys, I mean, she was trending for quite a while yesterday.
What's her name? Wait, tell us what's her name.
I'm trying to search. I'll get to it now. But another person who was quite epic at Sona was Lindiwe Sisulu.
I want to say to that lady, she's amazing. Like, the way she spoke about certain things was quite interesting. And the way people, you know, she trended for about 20 hours, Lindiwe Sisulu. She was the final speaker on the first day.
Yeah.
And she trended for 20 hours. People were attacking us on Twitter, remember?
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, that's you know, it's natural, dog. Twitter has no rules.
Hey, bro. Like, I want to repeat that thing, bro. Twitter's a mob violence. It's not black Twitter anymore. It's just Twitter, South African Twitter, bro. Like, it's on another level, bro.
So I see here on NN7, it says Sisulu ends her speech by saying that no country has ever been built on hatred.
Mm.
So in 2016.
Another interesting person was what's his name? Manamela, deputy. What is it? Deputy is a deputy minister in the presidency.
Yes,
he's a deputy minister in the presidency. You know, I watched the DA and I heard all the stuff that they said. I was like, oh, wow, this is very interesting stuff. And their words were launching me a bit, I have to say, for myself. Like, they spoke very well. They made me believe. They spoke about planet Zuma and how this planet is amazing, that Zuma feels like he's on this planet and doing his own thing. Then they went in and they were talking about metaphors, how people are coming up with creating political dwarfs, a.k.a. Van Rooyen. I'm like, yo, these guys are going in deep. Yeah. And then Mandamela comes on stage. He's like, you know, as much as you guys are very good with your words, I understand. I just feel like I need to come in and say a few words as well. So the official opposition mentioned that there's this planet called Zuma. You know, I don't think Zuma stays there. I think the leader of the opposition stays there, because everything that they speak about is based on everything, the bad stuff that the ANC has done. Nothing. They don't recognize any good that the ANC has done. So I don't want to call it Planet Zuma. I want to call the leader of the opposition Alice in Wonderland.
Wow.
Epic. I was like, yo. I was like, okay, this is serious. Like, this is debate. This is like high school debating again. Like, it goes in deep. So I enjoyed it thoroughly, bro. Another thing I enjoyed this week was the Grammys. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but yo, it was trending on Twitter for quite some time.
But I mean, like, who stays up until like 3 in the morning to watch the Grammys?
Yeah, but it repeated, man. We're on Channel O, bro. We're not... Channel O is doing its own thing.
You're not on Akashem TV.
Nah. No, bro. Nah, I'm not there. No, I'm not there, bro.
Because I don't watch the Grammys either. But I mean, I heard that Kendrick did well.
He killed it, bro. He was nominated 11 times. He got 5 awards. I think he got Rap Album of the Year. He didn't get Album of the Year because Taylor Swift won that. But I don't want to talk about Kendrick too much. I mean, his performance was great and all of that. Who I want to talk about is J. Cole. Man has 3 platinum albums.
Yeah.
His last album, Forest Hills Drive, was the first album to go platinum without any features in 25 years. In my whole life.
And what did he get?
He didn't get anything. He has not won one single Grammy. What the flip is up with the system,
bro? So he's basically the Leonardo DiCaprio of the Grammys.
Yes, exactly that. But I don't even want to say he's the Leonardo DiCaprio of the Oscars or the Grammys. Let's talk about the Oscars then, and let's not talk about Leo alone. Let's talk about people like Will Smith, who are great actors and never won an Oscar. There are a lot of people out there that haven't been recognized, bro.
But you know, I think it goes down to the fact that the system overall is just broken.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea that Will Smith has never won.
Yeah, bro.
What is it? It's an Oscar.
Yeah, yes. An Oscar.
I had no idea that he's never won that.
And I think of all the movies he's been in, bro. It's I Am Legend. Yay, bro. So much. Like, he's been in so much. And every movie, I always questioned, was it the fact that Will Smith came into a very good movie, or did he make the movie very good? I was like, but...
I don't know. Listen, this is very difficult because, and I'm going to revert back here just a little bit. When I think about all the awards that Kendrick won, right?
Yeah.
But I take it with a pinch of salt because I'm thinking to myself, now, had Drake dropped an album the same time that Kendrick did, what would the awards look like then? Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, no, this is Lesejo. You know, I know you love Drake. I know. He's your homie, bruh. I'm going to defend Kendrick a bit here simply because, To Pimp a Butterfly, that was an album, bruh. You need to remember how he went into that album. He fused jazz with rap, and he fused poetry into that, and that was just something out of this world, bro. He deserved everything that he received. I just feel people like J. Cole deserved to be recognized as well. But I'm not going to write off Kendrick. His performance, his angles, and the way in which he's going about what he's doing is on another level, bro.
So you think Kendrick is better than J. Cole?
No, I won't say that. I won't say anything with that because it's not fair to choose. You know why it's not fair to choose?
Yeah.
Because they're my favorite, bruh. And you know what? They're releasing an album together coming up very soon, bruh. So those are my homies, bruh. I can't go against my homies. Like, it's not fair to choose.
Okay, cool. So let me wrap up my opinion on all of this, right? We said quite a lot. So the Oscars, that's just a write-off. I think whoever's like making the decision there must just be shot in the face. And then the Grammys, I'm cool with how the awards went. Okay. I don't know. It would be, you know, looking at how the awards went, I wouldn't say that Kendrick is the best rapper in the world.
Mm.
even though he won all those awards, I wouldn't say he was the best rapper in the world. But cool. And when it comes to the Sona debate, you know, I was listening on the first day and I actually watched the whole session on the first day.
Yeah.
The DA have very valid points, right? But the DA, the problem with the DA, and they've been told this a lot of times, that all they do is just criticize.
You know what I want to say, actually? Manamela said it very well. So Manamela went in deep, and I'm not defending the ANC or anything, but it was very interesting the insights he said. So he said that the ANC will always concern themselves with Black Lives Matter. The ANC are all about Black Lives Matter, and the DA is all about the black vote counts. So that's they just want the black vote. But do black lives really matter? I'm yet to really see. Because at the end of the day, he went into depth as well and spoke about, as much as we say that the Western Cape is the top performing province in after the matric results, it's a very extreme environment. If you go to the very white schools, then 100% pass rates. There were schools in Cape Town and in the Western Cape that got 0% pass rates.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. So I think what the DA needs to focus on is literally just focus on what you have. Focus on the Western Cape. Because I'm pretty, I don't know, when I go there, it's probably the most racist place in South Africa after Oranjetown. Is what I'd put to Western Cape as.
Yeah, so, hey, man, it's deep out here, bro. It's very deep. Hey, look at us talking politics, though. Could you imagine us 3 years ago in Varsity talking politics?
No.
What is the world doing to us?
I think we're still under the system, then. We're liberated today. And speaking about liberation, rumor has it that Simpiwe has been extremely liberated.
Hey, bro, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's been a week now, and you know, I've really thought about it for some time, and I thought about betting on myself for once. There's a lot of things that I want to do for myself, and a lot of things that need to be done, right, for Unplugged and Vine Branches. So on Friday last week, I officially left my job at Deloitte. It was it's a crazy move, but it's a move that needs to be made, bruh. Because I really feel that I was wasting time on my side. I really felt that I could have done so much more with my time. And it's quite surprising that in this week, in the 4 days of this week, where I haven't been to the 9 to 5, where I haven't been trapped under the system, so many things have come together. I'm on the verge of signing 2 deals this week, bruh.
Yeah,
I'm on the verge of opening multiple bank accounts for the projects we're working on. I've been on the grind and working harder than ever before. So you best watch this space, because we're gonna take over now. We're taking charge of our lives and not allowing people to control us. And I'm doing what I love, right?
So you've been on the ground.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, we're not saying that other young people just leave their jobs.
No. You have to be very strategic. You need to know why you're leaving, and you need to know what's on the other side of you leaving. We've been working for so long on the stuff that we've been doing, that the opportunity finally came for me to do what I need to do.
Okay, so I actually have a tweet here that Lele's given me. So one of the speakers from the EFF says, "We are going to take over Cape Town. We will not be bullied by CESCOR and the members of the DA." And it's pretty much the way we see it, that Western Cape is pretty much the new political playground or war zone when it comes to the political landscape in South Africa. But only time will tell, only the polls will tell. But other than that, though, I'm still quite fascinated. So by the way, guys, and people only tells me today that he quit his job. So I'm finding out in the same day that you guys are finding out.
Yeah, man. Look, I wanted to surprise you. Like, I wanted the dramatic effect of radio, but I should have held it back. I was just a bit excited. I told you before the show, it was unfortunate, but it's okay, Lesojo. You'll let it settle. But what I want to talk about right now is something more important. As much as we've spoken about the political climate within the older generation, let's talk about the youth, bro. The youth are doing hectic things. I mean, I know at the University of Pretoria, that's where Weza is right now.
Yeah.
He's actually emceeing an event for the SRC. What they're trying to do there is raise 10 million for the missing middle. Vets have done the same. They've got that 10 million access campaign for the missing middle. Vets are on another level. When I spoke to the Vets, Fasia Hassan, the Vets SRC Secretary General, she was telling me that they've already raised 3 million rand and they need to get to 10 million by the end of the month. What I saw on Monday was quite fascinating. I saw iFunny donate 50,000, and then after that, he challenged all rappers to do the same. Then Casper did the same. And it's quite interesting that the money's coming in. Like, we've got a lot of stuff that's really happening. So the youth are on the move. We're making moves. And campuses are alive. Campuses are lit, bruh.
campuses are so lit. And you know what I love about this litness?
Yeah.
And I was telling guys in the bank, because, you know, corporates, you know, we can be a bit detached, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kept saying this. It's so funny how in universities we have all these, inverted commas, well-educated people.
Yeah.
That think they know society. And yet the very system that they created is holding people back.
Yeah, bro.
And young people are now at the point where they're like, yo, listen, we're not going to wait for you to give us freedom. We're not going to wait for the government.
Nah, we woke now.
We're not going to wait for corporate. We're woke now.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you got to see flames right about now.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just going to give some warning to all universities. I'm looking at what UCT is doing and how they're trying to handle all the students busy burning down the buses and the art paintings, etc., because of the race situation. But what they don't realize is that, guys, this is literally the tip of the iceberg. First, we will fight for fees must fall, right? To a point where every single academically accepted student who's been accepted to these universities can study for free. And then the universities need to make sure that they are able to house all of these students.
Yeah, man.
Because in my mind, listen, if you're going to get straight A's, and you want to go to university and study, and somebody's going to tell you that you can't study because you have no money. Yeah. That is rubbish.
Yeah, bro, it's nonsense. I don't understand, like, how... what I love is that we're taking ownership. We're taking charge, bro.
We're taking charge.
That's what it's all about, bro. There's hectic things happening out there. People are on the move. And we're not just sitting back and accepting what's happening. Because, I mean, the system is there to enslave and make us feel like we need to be like everybody else.
So, you know what I want to do? I want to rally everybody together. So, whatever you guys are pissed off about and the things that you're changing for, it could be whatever that's happening in your school or in your varsity. The one thing that you guys really want to change that you guys think is wrong, just hashtag that take charge. And we'll read them out during the session today.
Yeah, on Twitter. Or they could, even better, if you're on WeChat, just drop us a message so that we can make moves in that regard, you know?
So, Simpiwe, so we spoke about you, obviously, leaving corporate.
Yeah,
shame. What a loss.
No, it's not a loss, brother. It's a beautiful thing for both you and I. Now that you think about it, for both you and I. But what I think is, I think we've got a caller on the line. Let's just see if Fasia's on the line with us to talk about what's happening at VITS. What I also wanted to mention was that next week we'll have her on the show and find out the progress of what's happening with regards to the access campaign at VITS. Fasia, on the line with us.
Hi, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us, man. I'm sure a lot of things are happening that side.
Very, very busy on our side, but all good. Everything is falling into place.
Definitely. So just give us an update on what's happened in the past few weeks in February and how the progress has been. And as much as we would have loved you to be on in studio with us today, what was the reason for you not being in studio? Mm.
Well, the first thing is that we launched our access campaign at the beginning of February that seeks to raise 10 million rand for students with outstanding debt. Now, these are students who belong to the missing middle group.
Yeah.
And they're not middle class students. They're still from low income earning families. And that's one of the reasons why they've fallen through the cracks and have, all of this debt outstanding. And this is an urgent response, really, to a situation. We recognize that fundraising is not going to be the long-term solution. What we need is a structural change, and that's what we're still pushing for. But right now, we need to urgently respond.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, 8,000 students are going to go home. 8,000 academically qualifying people are going to be going home. So that's been the focus. It's been going very, very well. But what happened, and I want to speak about this very importantly.
Yeah.
Last night, two culprits, attempted to burn a bus at one of the residences.
Yes, that's shocking, man.
And I want to fully distance the VITS SRC from these actions. We are not about violence.
Yeah.
We are about positive, proactive, solution-based actions. That's what we are about. And that's why today and yesterday and tomorrow, we're going to do everything that we can to ensure students' best interests are met.
Yeah.
Now, if someone tries to burn a bus, it's quite clear that they don't have student interests at heart. Especially not when students are actually still in the bus.
Yeah.
You know, so those people who claim that they care about students, but then do things like that, clearly don't.
Wait, can you just clarify for that for us? Were students still in the bus when the bus was being lit on fire?
There were 2 to 3 students who were still in the bus, yes.
What?
Wow.
And we will never, ever condone that kind of action. In fact, we've put out calls. Anyone with any information must please come forward. We're very committed to having these 2 people arrested. And there were witnesses. So we're moving on the legal matter, and we're hoping to make some headway over the next few days.
That is quite intense. So can I ask then, in terms of this matter that you guys are dealing with now, because you guys, the final goal is still 10 million, right, to raise? Hello?
Yes, sorry, I can hear you.
I'm saying, so the final amount to be raised is still 10 million, right?
Yes. So that number is actually going quite well on our side.
Yeah.
We surpassed 3 million the mark. In fact, this morning alone, another 50,000 rand has come in from an NGO.
Oh, wow.
This is in addition to what we've already been raising. Yesterday, we had a 70,000 rand come in from a former bursary. So things are really, really moving on our side. I think people understand that there's a need for positive action.
There really is, yeah.
You know, there's a need to change discourse now.
And then I just want to ask, in terms of the structural change that you say that needs to happen within the universities, has there been any indication from the universities that they are willing or they even have plans to change the system? Because we know it's broken.
There is some indication there. I mean, it's not where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is still to fight for free and quality education for the poor.
Yeah.
We're still pushing for that. But look, I think what we've managed to do, at least over the last few months, is conscientize not just the country, but people in management positions, people in governmental positions, you know, the ivory tower kind of a concept, to understand that the decisions they make, when they filter down, they affect poor students on the ground. And I think more and more, they're starting to understand that, or at least are aware and more conscious of it since Feesmas 4.
Yeah. So, Fasi, I don't want to go into too much detail because I know we're going to have you on the show next week where we can delve into this issue in greater detail. But what I want to understand is, as much as you guys have gotten donations over the past 2 days, or over the past few days, how much more do you still need? And how can they actually, how can people actually donate towards the Access campaign?
So we are still in need of just under 7 million rand.
Okay.
And I'll give out these banking details, but the easiest way to get a hold of it is to go to www.witsfoundation.co.za /SRC.
Okay, that's proper.
That has the full payment gateway, the full banking details, everything that you would need is there. And from our side, you know, this is just an appeal to the South African public. It's an appeal to say, together, we can open up access to higher education.
Definitely.
Together, we can really institute a kind of tangible change in people's lives.
Definitely, definitely. That's powerful stuff. So can you just repeat the website one more time before we leave you for this week?
Sure. That is www.witsfoundation.co.za. /SRC.
Okay, awesome stuff. So I'm hoping to hear that when we have you in studio next week that you've reached your 10 million. I truly believe that you guys will reach your 10 million. And you guys are doing amazing stuff. It's inspiring stuff, and it'll be an honor to have you on the show next week again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Until then, keep on pushing, eh?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Bye. So that was Fasi Hassan, the WITS SRC Secretary General. She's doing amazing stuff. I actually met her at an event on Saturday. I was there speaking for Unplugged, representing Unplugged. And Shubi was actually there as well. And the stuff that she's saying, I mean, the youth are really woke, bro. Like, we realize that there's a need out there, and we need to take ownership of the problems that they are out there. So I want to say it straight up. The future is in the right hands. We are the leaders we've been waiting for. So it's time to take charge.
And I think, speaking of young people doing great things in great places, obviously we have 2 guests coming through today. Guys that we've been knowing for a minute.
It's actually 3 guests.
It's actually 3 guests. Okay,
yeah,
so it's like a full house.
Yeah.
It's always a full house
here. It's a squad session, bro.
But I think leading from a group of some young guys doing great things, we're going to play out with a young guy doing a great thing. It's not Kendrick Lamar. It's a guy who I think is even better than him. You guys will tell me.
Well done, Lesego. That was a great song, Stefan. I just have to say, well, great choice, like, yo.
I think he's a great man.
Yeah, man. At least we spoke about him, and he got the recognition he needs and deserves, right?
Right, but I mean, we're done with him, though. His session was done a week ago. So, I mean, speaking of really, really cool guys doing great things, I mean, this is what the show is based on, right?
Mm.
Only really cool, dope young guys doing great things in different places.
Yeah.
Next week, obviously, we're speaking full-on politics.
Yeah, bro. Youth politics.
Youth politics.
Yeah, bro.
A week before that, we're speaking about Unplugged, right?
Yeah.
And FYI, so there'll be an event when? Next week Friday? At the Galaxy Boy.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the Caps, first of all. Like, the Unplugged Caps are doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
The streets of Hatfield and Pretoria are pretty lit with those Caps, right? Like, I've been seeing them, so it's pretty awesome. And Galaxy Boy actually partnered up with us, and we're selling our Caps there now. So that's pretty amazing stuff. So next week Friday, they've got a freestyle session for up-and-coming rappers and stuff like that.
In Hatfield in Pretoria.
In Hatfield in Pretoria. The way you emphasize Pretoria is quite funny, because every time you said that, you always remind me that Lesejo's thinking, shucks, Pretoria's far. Pretoria's far, bro.
Yes, once you move to Joburg, guys, you can't... Pretoria is just... you realize how far the place is. And it's worse, 'cause I'm from Benoni, so that's even further.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll be out there. So we'll be there next week Friday. It'll be myself, it'll be you, it'll be Weza.
Yeah.
It'll be Vaughn from the R.E.A. Kelman show,
yeah,
on the Spoken Hustle.
Yeah.
We'll bring through a couple of celebrities. We'll see who we can hijack. So meet us up there. So next week Friday, 26th, at the Galaxy Boy store in Hatfield.
Yeah, man.
100%.
Sessions.
But that's next week.
Let's go back to this week, right?
Let's go back to this week and the important things about this week, right?
Oh, but wait, we've got a message, Lesejo. Do you want to read up on that before we go into...
I actually want to read it, because I actually want to ask these guys this question.
Yeah.
So every time we have these guys in the studio, or every time we're around with these guys, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what Christmas clothes you guys got, right? You'll always be underdressed when these guys are in the room.
What?
Hence why I don't even... I like to just distance myself from these guys.
Oh my gosh. Like, we're sitting on opposite side of the table. Like, we look like the students. We look like students, honestly.
We look like students.
Men are fully suited up in studio. Like,
we look like unemployed students, and these are the guys. It looks like we're in a boardroom and you guys are about to, like, interview us.
Yeah.
Like, how much should I pay? So what's up, guys? What's happening?
Good, bro. How are you?
100%. Good, so for the people that don't know who you are, they're living under the rock, we have
Zano Siteto,
Theo Ngobeni,
Sambulo Sibisi.
And these three are pretty much what? I'll call them the three best dressed guys in South Africa. Can we put it that way?
That's very humbling. Thank you.
Thank you,
kindly, man.
Can you see humility, Lizzo? It's a real thing, dog.
It's a real thing. That's not
a real. It's a real.
And here's the thing, guys. Right? I wear a suit. I'm in the bank, so I wear suits all week, right?
Yeah.
This is the one time I've come to work not in a suit, because I knew that
we coming.
I knew you guys are coming. So, like, what's the point?
Yeah,
But the reason why you wear a suit is that a choice.
Oh, that is a deep one. The power of choice.
So can I be honest with you? It actually is a choice, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think as a person, you must know your lane.
Okay.
Right?
That's true.
And you must
it's
know.
It's a levels thing.
It's a levels thing, dog. I'm not about to go up into the CEO's office because it's like, yeah, no. I think you're a bit out of place. I think you're a bit out of place.
So actually, as we get into you guys, I think let's start off with Sambule, right? Sambulo.
Yes, correct.
You're part of the Tshwane Fashion Project, right?
Correct.
Could you kindly just share some detail with regards to the Tshwane Fashion Project?
Wow, where do I start?
Okay, maybe you should give us some insight on you and how you got into the Tshwane Fashion Project.
Oh, wow, it's a very long story, but for me it's quite an exciting one. The journey began in late October 2014.
Yeah.
Basically, I had a concept of actually...
Yeah.
Bridging the gap within the industry, and particularly for Tshwane fashion designers.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, you know, the best way to do this is perhaps to run a program to run for, 6 days, from Monday until Saturday. And those different days, you'll have different segments, you know, for starters, what you call the fashion of business. You'll have fashion and business seminars, where we're looking to actually invite speakers from the fraternity of fashion,
yeah,
in particular. Just to name a few, Nicola Cooper, Sylvester Chauke, and possibly Annette Pringle from the Fashion Agent. and hopefully Lucilla Poison as well. And then that would be day one to day three. And
yeah.
then simultaneously from day two to day three, we'll be running creative workshops whereby we focus on skilling the interested young designers who want to learn perhaps the art of seamstressing or how to manufacture a shoe with the little resources that you may have and so forth. You
so
know?
Empowerment is something that's critical with what you guys are doing.
Yes, yes. I strongly believe that you need to build a strong foundation before you know you can start taking the world fashion industry. And one common problem that I've actually realized that I've seen in the industry is that you get guys who, let's say, manufacture one or two garments, and the next thing they start looking for the runway, the catwalk, say, hey, show me the catwalk I want to showcase, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot more respect, you know, to getting to that level entirely, you know. And you have to know the industry very well. And also know your predecessors very well, because there's always a common problem. I don't want to mention names, but one thing that I realized also was that guys, you know, get inspired by different fashion designers, you know, whether it's Louis Vuitton and so forth, you know. And then they take that concept and they reinterpret it into something nice, you know, with a flair of African, you know, garment and so forth, you know. And then when you ask this person, like, okay, give me the background of this design and why it looks like this.
Yeah.
And someone will say, listen, I just came up with it.
And that's so they take ownership for
it. Yeah, you understand. That's why I'm like, you're wrong. How old are you?
Yeah.
Guy will say, I'm 28. I'm like, right now, you represent 28 years of your life's experience. Probably you'd have seen this somewhere and documented in your memory. And then when you start to design and reinterpret, you know, that 28 years comes to play.
Yeah.
So you have to know exactly what are you taking from and who are you taking from, so that, you know, when you are asked a question, you can answer professionally and comfortably and still be relevant within the market. Because you get guys coming with these nice designs, but because they don't know much information regarding the industry, they just fade away.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry. Anyway, moving on to day three. And day three, we'll have a trade design expo where designers, you know, from Gauteng, Durban, Cape Town, whoever would like to come in and just be part of the expo and exhibit their wonderful works directly to the stakeholders within the industry, potential buyers and general customers and so forth. And then we'll also have... what is it again? Sorry, guys.
Nah, man, it's chill.
I'm a bit nervous. But anyway, we'll also have a designer's auction where designers like yourself, my brother here next to me, you know, can come in and say, listen, I have a garment. I'd love to auction it, you know, whether it's for charity or whatever, it will be entirely up to him. And, you know, the bidding prices, we're not looking at starting at 5K or anything. Something more affordable, you know, maybe 500 going up, you know what I mean? Depending on how deep how deep your pocket is.
Okay, cool, I'll come through. I'll come through.
No, please do. Please do. I'll send you an invite.
It's a hotel in Pretoria, right? You know, Tswane is.
Nah, I'll make the drive.
Tswane is coming up, guys. I'm telling you.
It's on the come up. Yeah, I agree.
It's coming up. That area is just virgin land. You know, that's how I look at it from an entrepreneurial perspective.
A lot of potential.
Yeah, a lot of potential.
Lucia's going to be making like 5 rand increments, you know, from 500 to 505 rand. 510
rand.
10 rand.
5 rand increments.
Yeah, and moving on, after the auction, we'll have a fashion show evenings where we want to, where we're actually going to invite young designers from the different schools within Pretoria, Lysoff, TUT, Oaksfield, and so forth, you know. There we want to actually spin, how can I put it, spin the mickey a bit, should I say. For them to actually design cosmopolitan garments with a twist of technology.
Yeah.
Reason being why you want to incorporate technology is because Tswane is actually positioning itself as a technological based type of urban environment. In respect to that, we felt that we had to pay homage and actually just, you know, run with that little item of technology and infuse it into fashion.
Yeah.
And then we run a competition as well. So the best three or four designers that are chosen by the judges, we're looking at actually having an exchange program with them, with certain embassies. Currently, we've spoken to Bangladesh, Spain, Germany, just to name a few. And the positive, the response is very positive.
That's proper stuff.
Need to finalize that and tie it down. And then day two will be your emerging designers, and then day three will be your established designers. And that, in essence, day two and day three for us is more of a mixed, should I say, you know, guys from Pretoria that are established, and guys from Joburg, Cape Town, and so forth, just to kind of give some credibility in the whole platform itself. And we're definitely going to have a criteria of a selection in respect to designers coming to showcase. That would be, they need to be able to manufacture garments. Should a buyer come in and say, listen, I want 1,000 units, can you deliver? You know, that's a crucial point of it. And also
supply and demand, right?
Yeah, supply and demand, because this whole project is really about creating a formalized and credible platform that where they know they can come in and plug in and start benefiting. And we're also looking at making sure that people in South Africa in particular start to support local brands more than anything.
And that's something that's critical, eh?
It's so critical. Yeah. It's so critical. I mean, that's how... that's how we will be able to win the battle, you know, against Chinese, European products coming in and just in imports, you know, and while we've got very, very talented and creative designers, whether they're black, Indian, colored, white, pink, blue, African, whatever, as long as they're just locally based.
So, you know what I just realized, gentlemen? Whatever happens in Parliament this year, right? The next Minister of Art and Recreation should be this man. Because he literally just gave me the breakdown of everything that's going to happen in that event, as well as how it will impact Tshwane.
And the empowerment and everything.
In my mind, I'm thinking, because they're going to have that whole Wi-Fi range throughout Tshwane. So everything's just fusing together. Okay, it's epic. I think we'll come there. There's no
doubt. When is the event, actually?
The event will actually be from the 26th until the 1st of October 2016. This next week on the 24th, we'll be launching at 012 Central at the BA Emporium. So
it's a nice place, eh, Yom?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. So looking forward to seeing you guys there. I mean, I can give you, send you an invite via email.
Yeah, please, man.
You know?
Like, right, he's got his laptop open. He's like...
Yeah, you can do it simultaneously.
Send. Yeah.
Same time, Baba.
No, 100%. But I mean, that's... sorry, you wanted to carry
on? I also would like to mention a very important sponsor, Departments of Arts and Culture, before I forget, because those things
because you're the minister.
Just because. really on that road, you're on that.
Because you're the minister, we understand. Don't worry. We see you plugging in there. You get the ball.
Thank you.
So that's only the third of the story, right? Yeah. Another gentleman, and this is why this gets so annoyed. So Simpiwe, you know there's this thing with shirts, right?
Yeah.
And I actually saw it from him where you can actually put your initial.
Yeah, bruh. I saw it on Facebook, eh?
You saw it on Facebook.
Then I saw it in real life today, bruh. It's even on the tie. I was like, what?
Levels.
Levels.
Why put on your
what
shirt?
Can you do?
When
like,
you can put on your tie. Why put on your shirt? Why?
I like, yo.
For the who?
For the who? For the why? So my brother.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah. I know you're not good because you're stressed out because the man needs to go for a photo shoot in Destiny 9.
Like big
nice have problems here. Like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, why? Oh, Destiny man. Oh, okay.
Name dropping.
It's just always great to have you in studio, man. I feel like we should do this more often. You know?
Likewise, guys. I think so. We should have our own show, like, for the whole day.
You know, just the whole day. This thing called the clock should not exist, right?
Not at all.
So, Theo, what's happening, my man?
I'm good, sir. I'm good, sir.
100%.
So I love how you said good, sir. Good, sir. Like, very intentional. The good, sir.
In my question, I want to say, so what's been happening on your side? Because we know there's a lot of things have been happening with regards to the good sir.
Yeah.
I know you guys were in Cape Town a couple of weeks back. You guys are back this side.
Yeah.
Theo's been doing, I mean, we saw Theo like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, the Unplugged event.
So you know you guys have been doing a lot of interviews, obviously, pushing the PR, pushing the scale and everything.
Yeah.
We know that dudes are getting their bonuses, so hey, guys going to be gaining weight. We see you. But let me hold myself back. So, what's going on?
No, I'm good, sir. I'm good. The thing is, we're here to talk about the good sir today.
Yes.
Just give us an update on what's been happening. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we launched the good sir last year in end of July.
Mm-hmm.
So simply the concept behind the good sir campaign is that we felt like, you know, there isn't a movement or a campaign that is for gentlemen by gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, we feel like there's a lot of initiatives that are focusing on celebrating women.
Yeah.
And men aren't celebrated anymore. So hence we felt the need to create, you know, the Good Sir campaign.
Mm.
I mean, Zano and I have been talking about it, I mean, for a year before we started, we launched it.
Yeah.
And we were just conceptualizing the idea and just thinking of how we can be able to launch it and take it forward.
Yeah.
Mm. And fortunately for us, we were at the right place at the right time where we were invited by our major sponsor, Odemista, to come and join them for last year's Brandy show at Sentence Convention Center.
Yeah.
So we partnered up with them for that show. And from there, it was just, you know, it worked incredible.
Yeah,
and then from there, we said to them, listen, we have this idea that we've been thinking about, and we'd like you guys to be able to partner up with us. And, you know, they were more than happy to partner with us because they saw our vision, you know, and they believed in it. And they've helped us to be able to launch this and be able to take it out there.
Yeah.
So what basically happens, I mean, I'm sure a lot of guys want to know what happens at these events,
man.
You know.
I mean, I've been there.
Don't tell them.
And I still want to know also, like, yo.
So basically, the most important aspect about the event is that we are there to be able to celebrate men and be able to discuss things that affect us as modern gentlemen, you know.
Yeah.
You know, our fathers, our uncles have told us, you know, how to behave, how to be able to carry yourself.
Mm.
But nowadays things have changed. We have modern problems. We need to find modern solutions yeah. you know, to be able to that are going to work for us.
Mm.
And that's where the Good Sir comes in. You know, we bring together the young and the old. You know, we bring in young guys and matured guys who have the experience, you know, to be able to come and share the experience with the young guys, you know. Our core focus is not just you know, people look at maybe some of the pictures in the media and they see guys in suits and, you know, nice brandy, and they think it's just an event where guys wear beautiful suits and they drink brandy.
It's almost like they think it's more like a gentleman's club or something.
Yeah, you know.
It really isn't. Like,
no,
from my experience,
it's actually more empowerment, you know. Suits and brandy, that's 10% of the whole event.
The content
is more important, because how many times have you attended events where it's just you go there, you drink whatever, and then you in suits, you take pictures, you go home. But for us, the most important thing is the content.
Yeah.
So we focus more on the content. So every event we have a keynote speaker.
Yeah.
So we have sort of like a theme for that event.
Yeah.
Where we can say this event, like this coming one, we actually have one next week, Thursday, here in Joburg. Our keynote speaker for that one is Sibusiso Ngwenya.
Oh, okay, cool.
The founder and head designer of Skinny Spoo Socks.
Yay.
So the reason why we chose him is that with this one, we want to focus on young entrepreneurs who are making moves, you know, game changes.
Yeah.
So that's why we chose Usbu. Usbu has a great story to tell, you know, and I mean, he's young. I mean, he's less than 25, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done so much, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of guys who are thinking, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur. How do I do it? How do I go about doing it?
Yeah.
So he's coming there to share his story, to share his journey, you know, to be able to say, this is what I went through, and these are the challenges that I faced, and this is where I'm going, you know, to be able to inspire other guys.
Mm.
And from there on, you know, Zano and myself, we always have things that we talk about there, you know, like, you know, guys like you who feel intimidated when we're there, we always try and say, listen, this is how you do certain things in terms of dressing up. I mean, Zano and I win the business of fashion.
So you guys are like, Akhashem, Sikhono, listen. you should fit like this. Like, okay.
No, it's things like, you know, the one that we did in Cape Town. It was the weekend of the JNB Met. We talked about trends, you know, what are the trends that are in, if you need an outfit for the JNB Met, you know, what should you look to doing, you know, things like that. The other one that we had in Joburg, we had a doctor, right?
Yes.
I think Zano can be able to
explain. Just elaborate on some of the speakers that we've had.
Well, he's pretty much said it.
No, talk about the doctor guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we're also trying to do through the Good Sir is to create a full man type of a thing, you know, a man who dresses well, thinks well, his finances
well.
Are in place, his relationship is in place, his health is in place type of a thing. So throughout the program, in fact, throughout the year, we try and have the right speakers to tackle certain things.
Yeah.
You know, out of one event, we have about 3 hours, so we can't have everything and there's going to be too much content. So the last one, I think we had in Joburg, we had a doctor guy who was speaking about male grooming, you know, how to take care of your hair.
Yeah.
I know you usually get, like, they call it
razor bumps.
Razor bumps, yes.
Yeah.
He spoke about that. It's issues that as men, we you know, we suffer from.
Yeah.
And at times, you can't just go to the pharmacy and say, look, I've got this problem type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, no,
know?
I agree.
But when you're in a space whereby the setting is right, the people are that are there are right. So you have the right content, the right type of knowledge, and then you feel comfortable, you're at peace, you're at ease. You have other men that go through the same, you know, challenges,
yeah.
the same problems. Then you are able to speak out, you know, type of a thing. So that's what we're trying to do.
It's a great platform,
yeah.
I have to say. It's like a judgment-free environment where
yeah.
we get to talk about these issues. I mean, I'm sure ladies have their own social clubs and all that. And we don't really have the stuff
yeah,
on
yeah.
the real.
That's true.
But I think guys, we don't talk, you know.
Yeah.
Guys are known as we don't voice ourselves.
Exactly.
But I think the Good Sirs is a great platform where we come there, and like you said, there's no judgment. You
yeah.
know, there's no silly question or stupid question
yeah.
type of thing. You know, you if you want to ask anything, you are able to say, I mean, within the context of what we're talking
yeah.
about, you're able to raise your hand and say, I mean, I the last event when we launched in Cape Town, I think it was in October.
Yeah.
I was talking about things that, you know, I thought were basic to me, you know, but I realized that a lot of guys didn't know, you know, things like in terms of your jacket, when you're wearing a jacket, you know, that if it has two buttons, the first one, it's we call it the always button. You always
yeah.
button that.
Yeah.
The second one is the never button. You
yeah.
never button the second.
Exactly.
And I realized that guys didn't know that, you know, how to fold a pocket square, you know, those type of things,
tie, yeah.
how to tie a tie, you yeah. know, those type of things. It's things that Zano and myself might take for
granted
yeah.
but
a lot of guys don't know.
Can I give it a simple practical example, guys?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm in the bank, right?
Yeah.
I'm an engineer. Mm-hmm. I learned very quickly that image matters. I'm sure,
you're a brand, bro.
We yes. think it's things that are like obvious, and it's not. Because I walked in there, my finances were 100%. I knew the work, but you go into a place and you need to deal with people.
Yes.
And people talk to you. According to how they see
appearance,
you,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, and your first impression to some impression is something that's critical.
And
I mean,
lost.
you guys
something
spoke
powerful.
About it. You spoke
Here's
about
something
this,
powerful.
Yeah.
I read something. I think it was 5 years ago. This has stuck with me since.
I remember you shared this with me. I was like, yo.
I always share this.
Yeah.
They say that when it comes to first impressions, 70% of your first impressions are based on your appearance.
Yeah.
You know, the way you look, the way you carry yourself, and your body language. 70%. 20% is based on the tone of your voice and 10% on what you have to say.
Sure.
So imagine if 70%, you know, is it's a big percentage.
That's crazy.
Because, I mean, if a guy comes and speaks, you know, he's coming to address you, he's on stage and he's looking funny. He's creating noise.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
noise. Because
yeah.
you're thinking this guy, I mean, the cap could be, you know, the socks could be. Mm. You're not listening to what he's saying.
You've made an impression and you've already laid down your impact with 90% of who you are before you even say your first word.
So when guys are sitting like at home now and they're wondering why they didn't get promoted.
You actually need to walk
That's
into a room
exactly why.
And make a mark before you even say a word.
Yeah, definitely.
You need to make a statement
yeah,
with who you
yeah.
are before you say a word. That's powerful stuff. Yo.
Yeah, man. And I mean, I think the other question, I mean, guys would be able to the thinking about is how do we attend such events and stuff, you
yes
know?
Yeah.
we have our social media pages, you know, the Good Sir on Facebook, the
yeah.
Good Sir SA on Facebook, the Good Sir _ SA on Instagram, the Good Sir _ SA on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna tweet about it now.
You know, so it's one of those things that we currently we select, you know,
yeah.
certain gentlemen that we feel will be able to benefit from this, and
yeah.
Because it's a partnership between us and Audiomist and the Blue Door Society.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we do is we'd invite half of the guest list, and then Audiomist and the
invite
Blue Door Society would invite the other half of the guest
okay.
list. And so like I said, we focus on specific themes
yeah.
for the event. So we invite guys who feel like they're going to benefit more from that session,
yeah.
you know, type of thing. And at every session, the one thing that we do as well, we have our alumni, our Good Sir alumni.
Yeah.
So we honor a guy that we feel like, you know, it's somebody who's doing positive things in
yeah.
the community. So this is guys that are not in the public figure.
Yeah.
So it's actually a guy who's decided, you know what, I'm going to do something for my community.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna read books to school kids, you know, things like that. So guys who are impacting the community. So those who look at them and say, these are the heroes. These are the guys that we need to be able to celebrate, so that we can encourage more guys to be able to do such things.
Yeah.
So when you every event we have our alumni, and as an alumni, obviously you get to come to all the events and you get to spread the word and you get to invite some people as well.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's sort of like currently it's still quite small, but we're planning to grow it.
Powerful stuff.
This is epic. Yeah.
What I actually want to wrap up the show with today is the question that was posed by is it dot or full stop? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But what full stop said is, are business deals really made on the golf course? And how handy is it to be bilingual as a businessman or woman? So what I want to share, I want to share my two cents with that.
Yeah.
You need to go to events like The Good Sir, where you meet influential people that are on the same line of business that you want to do. You meet people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
You need to go to the 20th Fashion Project, where if you're passionate about fashion, you're gonna meet people that are setting trends in industry today. So it's not necessarily about the golf course or language or any barrier in such a way, but rather who you are as an individual. So that's my two cents. I know Lesego has 3 cents.
No, I'm just annoyed that like the hour's almost done.
Hey, bro.
So in my head already, I'm actually in my mind, I'm conceptualizing like every month we need to have like a full on gentleman. By choice, know how to dress, the Good Sir feature. It's really in my mind because, guys, there's so many things that I still need to learn.
Yeah. You know what I'm conflicted by is what we said a couple of weeks ago. Should we really change the name of the show? I mean, we're going into a new season. Should we keep Gentlemen by Choice? Should we talk about another show? It's not our question to answer, but rather your question to answer.
So they can tweet us, right?
Yeah, I think you should tweet us. What do you think we should do? Should we keep Gentlemen by Choice? Should we take it to another name of the show? I know Zeno has something to say.
You call it The Good Sir.
Right, that was smooth.
We make it even bigger.
Yeah.
I think just to answer the question that was asked. Not all business deals are made on the golf course, but most are, you know. I've a lot of clients who play golf, and you know, it's I've seen what happens in the golf course, type of thing. But the thing is, like you said, all these events, I was saying to this a group of young guys yesterday, I was saying to them, if you want to do something in life, if you want to be something, you need to look at where you want to be and where you are. Is where you are right now conducive where you need to be? If not, you need to break your circle. Because your circle, you know, it's very important in terms of where you need to be.
Exactly.
Sometimes people are too comfortable in where they are.
Yeah.
You need to be able to get out, break out, you know, and be able to be an outlier. It's good to be an outlier.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, you know, to be an outlier.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of change.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. And I always say this, the way you dress as well, the way you carry yourself, you know, manners and the way you dress are important. You know, I always say this, work smart, dress well, stay humble.
Always, always. So it's been a session. I just want to wrap up the show and say to full stop, yes, we will be tweeting the Galaxy Boy event in the coming days, the freestyle event. So just check us up on social media, on Twitter. It's been a session. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It's an honor always to have you in the show and in studio with us. And next week, we'll be having youth politics with the Vits and Tux SRC members. They'll be visiting us to talk about their 10 million access campaign. So it's going to be interesting times. It's always a great time to be alive in South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been the shortest hour of the week. My name is Simpiwe Petros.
Welesego Maphanga and
Zano Siteto.
Theo Ngobeni.
Sambulo Sibisi.
And this is Gentlemen by Choice signing out.
And The Good Sir.
This is CliffCentral.com.